The Agriculture Department said Wednesday that it's reopening, partially, 2,100 local offices that farmers go to for loans, insurance, and other financial help. Montana Public Radio's Victoria Traxler reports that's happening as many American farmers say the Trump administration's trade policies have them on the brink.
Clayton Lohr rolls up the barn door on his family's farm in northern Montana. Outside, golden wheat fields stretch to the horizon in every direction.
This back combine belonged to my great uncle, and the front one was my grandpa's. And they're from the early 40s.
Lohr, who's 30, is the fourth generation running this 3,000-acre farm. His deepest fear is that he'll be the last.
The tough thing is you've got a 115-year-old farm, and I'm looking at the potential that it could end with me.
Lohr says the price of fertilizer is the highest he's seen in 11 years, and wheat prices keep dropping. You can't make any money at it, he says. And for 3 weeks since the government shutdown began October 1st, farmers haven't been able to get help from their local offices of the Federal Farm Service Agency, the FSA. Eric Belasco is an agricultural economist at Montana State University.
They don't have an FSA agent to go to if they have questions about enrolling in programs, or, you know, if a particular program has a payment that needs to be sent out, you know, all of those things I think would be problematic with them being closed.
Programs like crop insurance, mortgages, or operating loans farmers often take out to cover planting costs and then pay off after they sell their harvests. Bill Bickle is chief credit officer for Stockman Bank of Montana, which works with the FSA. His bank is having conversations with the agency and Montana senators
to resolve this so that the FSA will at least sign off on routine administrative acts.
Bickle says crunch time for farmers needing capital won't be until early spring. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's partial reopening of the FSA offices nationwide will help farmers access $3 billion in existing aid. Farmers say what they really need is access to markets where they can sell their crops for good prices. Bickle says farmers still have one big cushion.
Land prices, pretty much across the board so far, have remained high.
Back on Clayton Lohr's farm, he's firing up a bright yellow vintage tractor. He says the idea of selling his land is cold comfort.
When you look at the debt of your farm and you look at your life insurance policy payout, you go, well, this could get them back to even. I go, I understand. I do.
Lohr, who's president of the Montana Grain Growers Association, says the government reopening would help farmers get through another year, but they'd rather just be independent.
And it's very sad that we've reached that state in agriculture.
Yeah.
Where we can't make it on our own.
Lohr says if it really came down to it, he could sell all his farm equipment to pay what he owes the bank. But that would be the end of his career as a farmer. For NPR News, I'm Victoria Traxler in Devon, Montana.